VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is threatening again to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's White House press credentials. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to temporarily restore the credentials it took from Acosta after a news conference tussle with President Trump. The administration says it sent Acosta a letter saying it made a preliminary decision to suspend his pass again when the judge's order expires, arguing Acosta did not follow basic standards in the news conference. In a court filing today, CNN says the White House is creating retroactive due process and tweets the administration continues violating the First and Fifth Amendments. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump is declaring that he probably will not sit for an in-person interview with special counsel Robert Mueller, who's probing links between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff likely to head the House Intelligence Committee when Democrats take control of the House of Representatives in January, spoke with ABC News about any involvement by President Trump's acting attorney general in the Mueller probe.
We will expose any involvement he has in it. He needs to know that if he takes any action to curb what Mr. Mueller does, we're going to find out about it. We're going to expose it.
And Mr. Trump had tweeted about Schiff's comments, and in the posting, misspelled Schiff's name, making it a vulgarity. A U.N. Office on Drugs and Crime representative says that although a new survey finds that opium cultivation in Afghanistan decreased by 20% in 2018 compared to the previous year, the overall area under opium poppy cultivation is still the highest ever recorded. Mark Calhoun says this is a clear challenge to security and safety for the region and beyond. He says it's also a threat to all countries to and through which these drugs are trafficked. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says that he has been fully briefed on an audio recording of the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul last month, but he has no intention of listening to it because of the violence it depicts. Mr. Trump said it's a suffering tape, it's a terrible tape. State Department says no final conclusions have been reached, although some U.S. news accounts have reported that the Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Riyadh's de facto leader, ordered that killing. Meanwhile, on CBS's Face the Nation, U.S. Senator Rand Paul says the Crown Prince knew about Khashoggi's murder.
I think the evidence is overwhelming that the Crown Prince was involved, and so no, I don't think we can sweep this under the rug.
The State Department said the U.S. government is determined to hold all of those responsible for the killing accountable, but that numerous unanswered questions remain. Nissan Motor Company's chairman appears to be in serious legal trouble and out of a job. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Nissan says an internal investigation found chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn underreported his income. Japanese broadcaster NHK and the Kyoto News Service say Ghosn earned about $89 million over a five-year period, but reported it as half that. Ghosn's alleged misconduct includes personal use of company assets. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors. The automaker issued an apology to shareholders and stakeholders, vowing to address governance and compliance issues. I'm Ben Thomas.
British Prime Minister Theresa May vowed Monday to stay the course on the controversial plan to withdraw Britain from the European Union, that plan known as Brexit. Since striking a deal, May has faced the most perilous crisis of her premiership, with several ministers, including her Brexit minister, resigning. May has pledged to fight on, warning that toppling her risked delaying Britain's exit from the EU or leaving without a deal, a step that could thrust the world's fifth largest economy into the unknown. She said her job is to get the best Brexit deal.
And I know what that deal needs to do. Deliver on the referendum vote by giving us control of our borders, laws and money. Get the UK out of the Common Agricultural Policy and the Common Fisheries Policy. Set us on course for a prosperous future where livelihoods are protected, our security is maintained, and our union secured.
The EU is due to hold a summit to discuss the draft deal on November 25th. A UN Office on Drugs and Crime representative again says that although a new survey finds that opium cultivation in Afghanistan decreased by 20% in 2018 compared to the previous year, the overall area under opium poppy cultivation is still the highest ever recorded. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.